All right. My name is Tegan McKay, and I'm 17 years old. Today is November 30th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Beverly Shovar, who is my great-grandma. We are recording this interview in Roanoke, Virginia. Can you tell me your name and how old you are?
My name is Beverly Matilda Welch Shovar. That's all my names. And how old I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 91, going on 92 this month. This month? Are we in December yet?
Not yet, almost.
In December, I will be 92.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, can you tell me the story of how you enlisted in the Navy, did you want?
I like to say I got hijacked. I went to California from Pennsylvania to visit some family there. And while I was there, I met some friends of theirs who were in the Navy. And I always say I was hijacked, but it just happened real swift. I got to know them, this is a couple of days. And they're saying that they always need a few good men, and I really don't know what their pitch was now after all this time. But the line, I joined the Navy to see the world, is probably how I was feeling.
That's
wanted
awesome.
To see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fell all into place. Well, the thing is, I took testing too. You had to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very high math aptitude. I've always been good in math.
That's awesome.
And they wanted me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about electronics, but evidently they hadn't had women in electronics.
Oh.
That was a line that I heard a lot. We have never had women do this.
Mm-hmm.
And finally you have to say, well, I'll do it. So I did, because of the high math aptitude, I did get into radio, the radio man school.
Okay.
Learn Morse code.
Mm-hmm.
And was later on stationed in a tower in Philadelphia, where the what do you call it, the person who directs the traffic is three levels. The upper level is the airline traffic director,
mm-hmm.
and below that is the radio man.
Oh.
So that's where I was in Philadelphia. The big thing there is we saw an airplane go off the runway into the brink.
Wow.
That was something.
I bet.
You don't see that every day.
I bet.
And you know, I never heard anything about it. I don't know if anybody drowned or
oh, really?
Got hurt, if they rescued it or something.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But 50 years after I was there, they decommissioned it.
So oh, okay.
There's no longer a Navy base there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how did it make you feel to be the first woman to be a radio man at your post?
Well, it was real funny. I think behind the scenes somewhere, some senior officer was telling the men, you be nice to this woman, or you're gonna be in trouble. So they, and do not hit on her.
Oh, know? Yeah.
And they treated me like a sister.
That's good.
Played cards together with them and all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
And they knew that I wasn't going to hit on them either. Because they were more like brothers
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So that was really, really nice. I got to spend a lot of time getting to know them.
That's great.
And then their wives don't have to worry about me. I'm not I never was a hitter.
Yeah.
I wasn't out to get people, collect men, or anything. But,
all right.
Okay.
When did you meet great grandpa, and how many children did you have?
He was a guard at the gate of Philadelphia.
Mm.
And he teased me about not letting me go out on. On leave, no, it wasn't called leave, but just going out for a couple of days
mm-hmm.
to tease me about it. He had the power not to let me go out.
Oh, yeah.
And I better be nice to him. So I don't know, it went on from there. So we started dating, and pretty soon we're getting married. And my mother was very upset.
Oh.
Because she was the old school, that you got married from your home.
Mm-hmm.
Your family put the wedding together.
Oh, yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. You didn't go off someplace and get married over there.
Right.
So the fact she had to go clear across the state to go to the wedding, she wasn't very happy about that.
I bet she wasn't.
But she liked him a lot.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many children did you have?
I have 5 children.
Oh, awesome.
Uh-huh. Well, we lost one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when she was older. She's in her 60s, she started Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And that is a terrible, terrible disease. I hope they find a cure for it.
Me too. It is a terrible disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so after you were stationed in so many places, you ended up in Virginia. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Virginia because it was green all year round.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
When did you get your job at the government?
When?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Well, I guess after the kids got old enough that I could go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had 5 children, and I was a stay-at-home mom most of the time. And I started off, I worked in the Hoffman Building, which is down in Alexandria, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Annandale?
Yeah.
And I was a clerk typist, which you just do little things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I had a, as I spent more time working for the government, I was trying to increase my skills. So when a year anniversary came up, I had my resume ready to go to get another job that I qualified for that was up higher.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So I did that for quite a while till I was...
What line of driving down?
GMGS. GS-13.
Mm-hmm.
And GS means General Service.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I got to be GM-13, which means General Manager.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
So very
just
good.
Just every year, put in a new resume, you know, update your resume. You've acquired more information, mm-hmm. more skills, and the government was very good about sending people to school
mm-hmm.
if they could justify going.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. So I got a lot of education from the government, so I hope I gave it back.
You know? Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guess the thing that I was most known for was introducing the bell curve to our colonel, who never heard of it, to use it in budgeting.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You start. We were always having budgets,
mm-hmm.
Input into budgets, and then we were always developing, what did I say? Always doing something new. So you start off at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need a lot of people because you're planning.
Right.
And then you work off this incline,
mm-hmm.
and you start adding people, you start adding documentation and stuff like that. And it ends up, you get up to the top of the hill, and then you really don't need the stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you, little by little, you let go of that, and in the meantime, you're starting another hill back here of other projects.
That makes sense.
So it's very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And my colonel had never heard of that theory.
Oh.
So he was very interested in that fact that it was a normal chain of events.
Oh, yeah.
In doing things in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Probably in big business, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, so you told me once before about your education. Can you tell me where you got your associate's degree?
The what?
Your associate's degree. Do you remember where you got it?
Associate's degree, I got that in Virginia Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia.
From the Virginia Community College?
Hmm? Community College.
Oh, okay.
So dry. That was a good experience. I got an AA there. I had 5 kids,
mm-hmm.
and I had a job.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a slow thing. I did 1 or 2 classes at a time. Could never figure out how anybody took a full burden like going to college full time.
Oh, yeah.
I could never have done that.
It's very hard.
But I could take 1 class at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So that led to my 25 years.
Wow. It's a long time.
Applying to an MBA.
Mm-hmm. And so Uncle Ed told me that you were about 50 when you got your bachelor's degree.
Yeah, probably.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember where you got it?
What?
Do you remember where you got your bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's degree
mm-hmm.
was at George Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we have a number of people in the family who went there.
We do. We have 4.
Uh-huh.
It's a long time. 4 generations.
Mm-hmm. And I was, by that time, I was probably in my 50s or 60s. And I was really up there in years.
Mm-hmm.
And went to graduation. And somebody else in the family was graduating at the same time, I think.
Hmm.
Anyway, and somebody said, "Who are you here for?" And I said, "I am the graduate."
Oh, wow.
The person who's graduating.
Yeah.
And it was... I really enjoyed going to school.
That's amazing.
And learning things, and I really, so I went to George Mason, another little place, a Catholic school.
Marymount?
Hmm?
Marymount?
Marymount.
Mm-hmm.
Marymount. Went to Marymount for my master's.
Okay.
And that was, and they came to your workplace.
Oh.
And held classes. I was in the Pentagon, in fact. I'm working in the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
They came to the Pentagon and held classes there at 4:00 in the afternoon
mm-hmm.
for those who wanted to get an MBA. And we had about 5 or 6 students.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So there was a very unusual...
Very small class.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got...
Well, you were definitely a lifelong learner, Gigi Ma.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe you can... My mouth is so dry. I believe you can keep learning all your life.
Oh, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to share that idea with people so they don't say, well, I never had a chance, I didn't go to college, I couldn't do that. Yeah, you could have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can do that. Take 1 class at a time. You can afford 1 class at a time.
Mm-hmm.
In many places, I know McDonald's does it too. Many places will pay for your education.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm.
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 That's awesome.
So it's nice.
You have
and
a
I want to set an example for my children.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because I was the first generation
mm-hmm.
who went to college, and I had one cousin who also went to college, mm-hmm. and he became... coach of the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. My first cousin. Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, Gigi Ma, you have accomplished so much in your life. And to celebrate you, we went somewhere for your 90th birthday. Do you remember where we went for your 90th birthday?
Yeah, Disney Cruise.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Everybody wants to go again.
Oh, yeah. We all do. Definitely.
Well, that was just nice. And they were so nice. We had the same... what do you call it? The same person aboard the ship take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
We always had dinner at 6:00.
Yeah, we did. You're right.
And we always had the same, I don't know if he was a waiter or what you would call him. You know, mm-hmm. Not exactly a waiter, more than that. And so that was, I said at one time, I said, I don't care what you do all day, but at 6:00 I want to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I scored to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was free to reign. And I found out later what a lot of them. I didn't know there was a swimming pool aboard the ship.
Oh, there was. It was a lot of fun.
So there's a lot of things that I didn't find out until afterwards, because I had my favorite little places that I like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And how many levels were there?
How many what?
How many flight, not levels, decks? How many
decks
were there?
I'm not sure. Maybe 10 or more.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
A few decks.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hang out at all of them.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a nice experience.
That's good. Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you, Jijima.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
This is going to go right to the Library of Congress.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel very honored.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much.
And when you're 92...